Well, today is the last day of our fiscal year, and as we've been telling you the last few weeks, WYLL depends on listener support for more than a dollar in every three that we spend to serve you. If you've received a letter from us, you can return it with a contribution, or you still have time to give online at willpledge.org. Give what you think is right for you, large or small. Your gift by the end of the fiscal year today will make a big difference. Thanks very much. It's 9:49, 74 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Time for our opening commodity market report. In for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, hi, Dan. Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. Let's check how the prices fared in the resumption of trade at the Chicago Board of Trade. Of course, we give the overnights at 8:49 in the pre-opening market report. And again, I want to remind you that the acreage and the grain stocks reports out from the USDA are on our website at willag.org. We'll talk a little about them as we go along during this report as well and get some analysis from Kurt Kimmel at Bates Commodities. But as we resume trade this morning in Kansas City, July wheat opened at 9:14, down 11, September at 9:34, down 11. The spring wheat for September at 9:95, down 7.25. In Chicago, July wheat 8.79, down 16.5. September at 8.98, down 14. December 9.20, down 15.5. And March at 9.39, down 16.75. July at 9.59, down 10.75. And in the report this morning, the 2008 winter wheat planted area was estimated at 46.6 million acres. That was down slightly from the previous estimate, but up 4% from 2007 area harvested for grain forecast of 40.3 million acres, up slightly from the June forecast and up 12% from last year. The corn report saw that the planted acreage estimate was at 87.3 million. That was down 7% from last year. But last year, corn planted area was higher than any time since 1944. And despite the decrease, the planted acreage is the second highest this year since 1946, behind only last year. And growers expect to harvest 78.9 million acres for grain, down 9% for last year from last year. But that's when the area harvested was the highest since 1933. And if realized this year, the 78.9 million acres, this would be the second highest since 1944. And this morning, corn for July opened at 7:40, down 14.75. September, 7:53, down 14.75. December at 7:71, down 16. March at 7.87, down 16.75. May at 7.95, down 16. July at 7.99, down 15. And the September at 7:34 was down 13.5. December 09 at 6:69, down 8. As for soybeans, the area planted estimate 74.5 million acres, up 17% from 2007. And the third largest U.S. planted acreage on record. Area harvest forecast is for 72.1 million acres, and that would be up 15% from 2007. July soybeans in Chicago opened at 15.83, up 1.5. For the August contract, in the August contract, 15.76 was the open, down 3. September 15.65, down 1.5. November 15.57, down 2.5. And January at 15.64, down 10.5. May 09, 15.65, down 9.5. July 09, 15.80, unchanged on the open. July soybean meal 4.23, down 4.90. August at 4.19.50, down 5.20. And the July soybean oil at 65.75, up 18. August oil at 66.10 was up 20. And taking a look right now at how the trade is going, we're still seeing a lot of red. After a somewhat bearish report this morning, the wheat in Chicago trading between 10.75 and all the way down to 28.5 lower, and I'll make that 19.5 lower on the December contract. Corn generally trading from 11 to about 19.5 lower right now, and soybeans, the July contract jumping up 15.5 right now, to about two lower on the March 09 contract. And let's try to put some analysis to these reports and numbers now as Kurt Kimmel joins us from Bates Commodities. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we see, I guess, some bearish news in the reports that came out today, and we see some reaction on the board, so I'll throw it in your hands. What are you making of all of this morning?
Well, there's several things. I think the public watched too much TV and saw, you know, a lot of flood damage and, you know, concern. And here we had a report that reported acres, and human nature suggested, well, the acres are going to be down. But this is a planning's intentions report, and their interpretation is half right and half wrong. But let me go back to square one, probably. Mm-hmm. The USDA came out and put the acreage out this morning, but it signaled that the March intentions report was a little bit too low. They found we planted, or the intentions to plant were a little higher than what the March report intended. So, you know, if you subtract acres from there, you got to subtract from a higher number. And secondly, what I started to hint on is the areas that were flooded, a good chunk of those did get planted. And so, therefore, there's sort of misconception there. But the number one thing that everybody probably agrees on, and is in the result of this report, is harvested acres. The USDA is looking at about 78.9 million acres being harvested and 72.1. So when you subtract the flood damage out of there, and those acres won't be harvested, and when you put a yield on it, it still suggests the supply-demand balance sheet's going to be fairly tight. So the initial reaction this morning is going to be negative from the planting number being higher than anticipated. But when you look at the bottom line, the harvested acres and put a lower yield on it, we're still going to be historically tight. So for those who were looking to be a buyer here on some weakness, this report probably sets the stage to back and fill here for a little while. But when the trade sort of digests this news and starts looking towards the end of the growing season in here, we're going to find out that the overall supply-demand balance sheet is still going to be fairly tight, Jay.
Was this about what you expected to see in, as far as these numbers? Did they surprise you, or were you expecting them?
It was a little surprise to me. I can't say I expected these exact numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
The numbers, plantings were a little higher than what we were looking at, but the actual harvested acres were about in line with what we were looking at when we did the math on what acres we lost and what would be harvested and what might not be harvested was fairly close to what we're looking for. So when it's all said and done and you put a yield, and what type of yield we put on this, who knows, because we can probably flip the bottom line up and down by 500 to almost 800 million bushels on corn and 50 to 60 million bushels on bean, what type of yield you put on this number here. But also, too, we did have a stocks report out today, and the corn ending stocks were a little higher than anticipated, and the bean ending stocks just a tad bit higher than expected. So it suggests that we're still going to have ample supply of this old crop grain around here to get us to the end of the marketing season and into this new crop of weight production, Jay.
Mm-hmm. So the golden projection on these, the forecast harvest numbers, what's it going to take to realize those, and what could get in the way?
Well, probably more surveys from the USDA. When you look at the overview that was out today and how they did the survey, it seemed they were fairly comfortable with getting results back. Not everybody answered their phone from the floodplains where it was wet, but they did have enough response that they feel they've got a handle on it. Now, as time goes on, we're going to get more surveys back and see where we are. They did from day one say they probably wouldn't have a real good handle on what type of damage is done until the August report here. The report we saw today on acreage and harvested acres is going to set the stage here for the next main event, will be the July supply-demand report here in July, when they reevaluate some of the yield and put a little bit of demand number on this thing, and that'll set the stage from there. But it's just going to take time to get these numbers back. The bottom line is smaller versus where it was a couple weeks ago.
All right, Kurt, thanks a lot.
Very good.
It's Kurt Kimmel from Bates Commodities joining us this morning on the Opening Market Report.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
July wheat now in Kansas City is down 13 at 912. September at 923.5, down 21.5. July in Chicago at 884.5, down 11. And December at 908.5, down 27. July corn, 727, down 27.75. September, 740, down 27.75. December, 759, down 28. July soybeans, 1597, up 15.5. August at 1580, up 1, and November at 1554, down 5.5. Live cattle for June at 190, and that's up 7.5. The August feeder cattle, 112.50, up 77.5. July lean hog, 72.35, up 85. Frozen pork bellies for July, 71.60, down 142.5. This is WYLL Urbana. David Inge, the host of Focus 580. What's coming up this morning?